know, former First Lady Nancy Reagan will be buried at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. Her funeral services will be attended by an array of politicians and movie stars, including First Lady Michelle Obama, Caroline Kennedy, even Mr. T. Well, Kevin Wanzer is an internationally known motivational speaker. He uses humor and his life experiences to empower people of all ages, but especially kids. And Kevin lives right here in Indianapolis, and he first met Nancy Reagan many years ago when he was a high school student back at North Central, a meeting that he says during that time really helped shape his professional career. And he's joining us live on the phone this afternoon. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Jill. Thanks for taking the time.
Well, it's good to hear from you again, and it really is true. Talk about timing. You were back in high school and part of a group that was really kind of the precursor to Mrs. Reagan's Just Say No campaign.
Yeah, exactly. We had a group at North Central called PUSH, Prevention Using Student Help. We were a drug prevention group here in town that would go around to elementary schools in Washington Township and talk to young people about staying drug-free. And so they were having a conference in Washington to kind of announce this program that Mrs. Reagan had in mind, and they invited me to come to Washington to kind of share a little bit about my experience here. And unbeknownst to me, I get out there, and I'm actually addressing an audience with Mrs. Reagan in the audience, and then they allow me to actually have lunch with her at the banquet. And so I had a good hour and a half just to have conversation with her, which really kind of shaped, like you said, and altered my life for the future. I mean, 30-plus years later now, I'm still speaking in schools and in businesses about, you know, kindness and making connections, all because of the impact she made on my life. And so it was extraordinary.
And when you had that first conversation with her, was she impressed or amazed that this kind of program was already kind of going on in Indiana?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I think they knew a little bit about it. They were still kind of testing the waters exactly what they wanted to do. And so my conversation with her is, you know, I have ADHD, and so I have no filter. And so I just was able to ask her questions. You know, I talked about living in the White House and talked to her. I asked her, I said, are you able to paint if you live in the White House? And she said, yeah. And I was like, well, could you paint the exterior? Like, could you change the color of the White House? And she's like, well, I'm not really sure I can go that far. I was like, well, if you want to be remembered, Reagan, you need to really be the first lady to actually paint the White House. And so she started laughing, and we had a great connection. And I shared with her about the program we were doing in Indianapolis, and from that conversation helped launch the whole Just Say No to Drugs program that then was nationwide.
I commented on the people that are coming to the funeral tomorrow, including Mr. T, but he was really one of the big components in that Just Say No to Drugs campaign.
Oh, yeah, it was a surreal existence for me because I was with, you know, Mr. T and Punky Brewster and all these people. I mean, from that conversation and my meeting with Mrs. Reagan, I ended up being appointed by President Reagan to the White House Conference for a Drug-Free America. And at the time, I was, I think, the youngest presidential appointee in American history, I think, at the time, if I'm correct. And I really got involved then and started traveling around and doing my speaking programs in schools on behalf of the White House and Just Say No. And it was an extraordinary experience.
And obviously you stayed in touch with the Reagans while they were still in the White House and that. But as you said, you've taken that message with you around the world. What is today's Just Say No to Drugs empowerment
camp
slogan?
That's an awesome question. What I do now is I work with adult audiences and young audiences who want to create meaningful connections with each other through kindness, compassion, and love. And so I do school assemblies about bullying prevention and how we treat each other. And then I speak to adults, too, and about how we treat each other with kindness and the connections we make and really taking the extra moment, I think, to reach out to those that typically are excluded. But it's all through comedy, so it's a little bit different. And I think that's where the message has evolved, is it's not such a strict prevention message for drugs anymore. I focus more on looking for the positives. And, you know, you do the positives in life and the negatives kind of take care of themselves, it seems. So we've come a long way, and I think Mrs. Reagan was a pioneer, truly, in really helping set the tone on the prevention movement. I mean, Just Say No was criticized because they said it was too simplistic, but it was never meant for middle or high school students. Rather, it was more for elementary school kids to kind of reinforce and be more proactive with their decision-making when it comes to drugs. And I think that's really what the success in most schools are today. The ones that really are successful with bullying prevention are the ones that are more proactive than reactive.
Well, Kevin, thank you for sharing your stories with us and continued success with your mission of empowerment for all as well. Thanks. You have a good evening.
Thanks, Jill.